been denying you could ever feel. I'm not above doing anything to restore your faith if I can. Some people see through the eyes of the old before they ever get a look at the young. I'm only willing to hear you cry because I am an innocent man. Some people say they will never believe another promise they hear in the dark, because they only remember too well they heard somebody tell them before. Some people sleep all alone every night instead of taking a lover to bed. Some people find that it's easier to hate than to wait anymore. I know you don't wanna hear what I say. I know you're gonna keep turning away. But I've been there, and if I can survive, I can keep you alive. I'm not above going through it again. I'm not above being cool for a while. If you're cruel to me, I understand. Some people run from a possible fight. Some people figure they can never win. And although this is a fight I can lose, the accused is an innocent man. That's your decision, but I'm not below anybody I know. If there's a chance of resurrecting a love, I'm not above going back to the start to find out where the heartache began. Some people hope for a miracle cure. Some people just accept the world as it is. I'm not willing to lay down and die because I am an innocent man.
Last record today, that was Billy Joel, if I can only remember, and An Innocent Man. That's me, Dave Dunn, saying bye-bye now. Thanks for being here today. I'll be back next Sunday morning at 7 o'clock. But right now, it's time to join Carol Barnes in the newsroom for the latest news.
Sunshine Radio News.
Local news at 10 o'clock. A very good morning to you. I'm Carol Barnes. Chairman of the Coordinating Committee for this year's Festival of Architecture, Mr. Mary de Sauls, has urged the people of Church Stretton to encourage tourists to stay in the area and to take an active role in the festival. She estimates that every overnight stay by a visitor would earn the county around £30. Any ideas from the area will be incorporated into the county's programme for the festival and could involve any artistic or cultural activity not necessarily connected with the theme of architecture itself. On May the 8th, the Earl of Shrewsbury is due to switch on floodlighting throughout the county at Shrewsbury Castle to mark the festival. Any individual or organisation who would like to sponsor a floodlight on a local building for the event is invited to ring Mrs. DeSauls on Shrewsbury 3600 as soon as possible for further details. After years of living close to the Wales to Birmingham water main, yet not being connected to it, residents of the North Herefordshire hamlet of Birtley look set to get mains water. Last week, Leinster District Council's Policy Committee recommended that the council should requisition the scheme, provided each householder contributes £200 to the cost. There are currently 15 properties in the hamlet of Birtley without mains water. Residents are obliged to collect rainwater or use wells for drinking and washing. They also have to use chemical toilets. So far, 7 residents have committed themselves in writing to being connected to the main supply as soon as it becomes available. British Rail are applying to remove the pedestrian bridge over the railway line at Church Stretton and to open up landscaped accesses to the station from Sandford Avenue. If accepted, it's possible the scheme may be financed at least in part by the Manpower Services Commission. The Parish Council have passed the proposals on to the County Council for consideration. The loss of the bridge would mean an end to a popular pedestrian shortcut from one side of town to the other. A new full-time youth leader has been appointed for Leinster. She is Mrs. Mary Parnell, a qualified teacher, who has been working up until now in Yorkshire. She takes over from Town Councillor Peter McCall, who held the post temporarily for 4 months after Roger Renard had moved to run the youth centre in Tenbury. Finally, also in Leinster, British Rail have donated £250 to Leinster Civic Trust as a contribution to restoring the Victorian canopy at the town's railway station. At present, the main building is being re-roofed following years of increasing dereliction. That's all the local news for now. There'll be more local news on Sunshine Radio at 12:30. Sunshine Radio. It's you.
9 meters, 1017 kilohertz, your station.
Sunshine Radio.
Children, have you ever met the bogeyman before? No, of course you haven't, for you're much too good, I'm sure. Don't you be afraid of him if he should visit you. He's a great big coward, so I'll tell you what to do. Hush, 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 here comes the bogeyman. Don't let him come too close to you, he'll catch you if he can. Just pretend that you're a crocodile, and you will find that bogeyman will run away a mile. Say shoo shoo and stick him with a pin. Bogeyman will very nearly jump out of his skin. Say buzz buzz, just like the wasp that stings. Bogeyman will think you are an elephant with wings. Hush, 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 here comes the bogeyman. Tell him you've got soldiers in your bed, for he will never guess that they are only made of lead.
Yes, friends, once again, it's time for your favorite bogeyman of broadcasting, James Harding.
And a very good morning. Welcome to the program today. How are you? Nice records and good things happening between now and 12. Superstore, give us a bell. Tenbury Wells, 811-306.
Late at night, when the feeling gets too hard to fight, he reaches for the phone, then stops himself, afraid that he may find she's not alone.
Late at night, she lies awake and holds her pillow tight and cries his name out loud, but she would never ever call. Lady's much too proud, too lost and lonely people, living apart and belonging together, regretting that they let each other go. Oh, just stands out in people, giving up the chance of forever, never letting one another know. They still need each other so late at night. Hours till it's light, they know how wrong they've been, but both of them are caught up in believing reaching out means giving in. So he hopes that he'll stop hurting, and she prays she'll be alright,
and they both wait for the morning late at night.
Night.
Well, I just want to tell you I won't let you get away so easily. Watched the moon last night, reflected in the sea. Just like you, it was so far away, but still it seemed so reachable to me. They say I'm only fishing for the moon. To think I'd stand a chance of making you mine. I know I'm only fishing for the moon, but I'm still gonna cast my line. And if the moon won't take the line, I'll reel it in. And if they laugh at me, me and my piece of string, well, I'll just put another piece of bread upon the pin and cast again. The book is open if you want to place a bet. You can be sure one of these moonlit nights I'm gonna land it safely in the net. They say I'm only fishing for the moon. To think I'd stand a chance of making you mine. I know I'm only fishing for the moon, but I'm still gonna cast my line.
That's good, isn't it, eh? Isn't that good? That's David Essex, and he's fishing for the moon. Well, good morning, Shropshire, sleepy old thing, you. Just look at yourself this morning. Good grief. Where'd you get that from? Last night, was it in a fight, were you? Drinking too much beer? Serves you right. For sale, Superstore. You're doing well this morning, and his, first of all, is a 22-inch coloured TV, and it can be seen working. £20 for a coloured TV. It's not bad, is it, eh? Telephone number, Linley, which is near Bishop's Castle, Linley 252. That's Linley 252. For a 22-inch coloured TV, it can be seen working. £20. Also, a water heater in working condition. A water heater in working order. That's £10 there. Same telephone number, Linley 252. And asked to speak to Beryl. Right, a tumbler dryer, Creda Compact 3, it says here. It's about a year old, it's in excellent condition, and it hasn't been used very much. And what else has it got here? Fitted radiators and clothes. Yes, yeah, so you can dry your clothes, and you can do most things with this thing. It's £40 or near offer. That's a Creda Tumbler Dryer Compact 3. Also, a Commodore Central Heating Pump, whatever you want one of those for. I don't know, but anyway, it's a Commodore Central Heating Pump for sale, and it's only had a few hours running. That is just £10, okay, £10 for that. Next agenda here is a sofa from MFI, and it converts into two chairs, and the colour is beige. It's approximately 9 months old. It's in excellent condition, and that's £50. All those items there, you can contact Jonathan Cross, okay, Jonathan Cross. And you know, Jonathan, you haven't put your telephone number here after I've gone all through this. I suppose you better write to him. It's Hope Park Farmhouse. Okay. I have got a telephone number. It's Worthen 518. Okay, that's Worthen 518. What else have we got here? Besides bits of paper. Do you know, I was coming out of the studio yesterday afternoon, I think it was, just to, don't want to bore you too much, but I was coming around the corner and there was these Land Rovers all over the road, and the army, the Territorial Army, was in there. And I came around the corner and there was this guy with it all blacked up, you know, and he got this Sten gun. It looked like a Sten gun to me, anyway, a machine gun. And he was pointing it straight at me, and I honestly thought, oh, they've come to get me, they've got me at last. Frightening that was. So I'd have a moan about that. Nobody told me about that.
Far away,
that was a good cue. That's what I thought he was going to do with me, actually. Fire away. Dear Sunshine Radio, I would like to sell 3 electric slimline wall heaters suitable for bedrooms or halls and unused and as new. These are, one is 4 foot long, it's 1500 watts, and there's 2 at 3 foot long, and that's 1000 watts each, and they run off of the ordinary power point, and it's £40 for the lot there, or nearest off. Okay, contact telephone numbers. Where are they? No telephone numbers, you silly people, you. It's the bungalow at Blackford, Burwarton, Bridge North in Shropshire. Read that out again. The bungalow, Blackford, Burwarton, Bridge North in Shropshire. And the last one here, incidentally, we're only doing this for about a quarter of an hour, so don't get any fancy ideas, we're doing this all morning. A Rotel stereo receiver or record player with a BSR McDonald belt drive turntable, 2 Goodman speakers. It cost £236 when it was new. It's 3 years old, and they would like a straight swap for an Amstrad stack system. No chance. Anyway, if you're interested, telephone Shrewsbury 60297. That's Shrewsbury 60297, and ask for Roy Price. Okay, got some music for you now on Sunshine. Oh, incidentally, yes. We've got that yes-no game. We've got a secret sound for you, and we've got a mini accumulator today. Should be good.
Love won't let you fall. Just
George Benson and Love Will Come Again, Sunshine Radio, broadcasting from Shropshire to Shropshire on 299 metres, medium wave, 1017 kilohertz. Hello. Weather for today, not a good outlook today at all. Another cold, cloudy day with some isolated snow showers this morning, turning to sleet and drizzle this afternoon. Tenbury Wells, 811 306 for the Superstore. Bill has got some items for sale here. Hiya, Bill.
Hello, James.
How are you?
Oh, not so bad, thank you.
Right, good.
Good right, job. First off, have you finished? First off, we've got six antique Clun chairs for £150 in good condition. And that's telephone Little Brampton 496. That's six antique Clun chairs for £150. And the telephone number is Little Brampton 496. Moving on, there's an audio line graphic equaliser for a car, plus four stereo speakers, and they want £45 for the lot. And a set of two Raydot fog lamps and two Raydot spot lamps suitable for a Mini. And that's for the graphic equaliser and the speakers for £45, and the fog lamps and spot lamps, doesn't say how much those are. Never mind.
Not doing very well there,
no,
are
they? No, not. Anyway, for those two items, ring Clibber & Mortimer 270894. That's Clibber & Mortimer 270894. Someone's offering a Commodore VIC 20 computer and an Introduction to Basic Part 1 book for software cassettes, a Commodore cassette recorder, two blank cassettes and two Commodore magazines. All of this for £120 or nearest offer. And a Falcon Harrier Tearaway bike, the 26-inch wheel, that's £50 or nearest offer. And for both those items, the Commodore and the Falcon Harrier, ring Tenbury Wells 810048. That's 810048. There's a Suzuki X5 200cc motorbike. It's V registration, MOT till July, no tax on it. That's £200 or nearest offer for that. That's Ludlow 5286. Ludlow 5286. They've been flooding in this morning, these have. Safety fire guard £5 plus. That's a safety fire guard for £5, plus two old armchairs, they're £2 each, and a square polished dining table with removable leaves, that's for £5 as well. That's on Stoke St Milborough 358. And finally, in this bunch, an exercise bike, which I'm told from a reliable source that when you pedal it, the handlebars move. Anyway, that's a top-line exercise bike. That's £25 or nearest offer. Telephone Craven Arms 2516.
That's it, is it, Bill?
Yep, that's it for now, anyway.
Tenbury Wells, 811306. We'll take about another, what? Another five or six this morning, OK? If you like to write in, the best thing to do is to write in with your Superstore things. And every day it rolls out between 10 and 11. So if you can't get through this morning, jot it down in a letter form and then send it through to us at P.O. Box 299 Ludlow in Shropshire.
Sunshine Radio.
Shock Supplies, Burgess Street, Leinster. You'll be shocked by the prices at our discount cash and carry. It's like an Aladdin's cave, you know. We sell almost everything. In fact, it would be easier to tell you what we don't sell than what we do. However, we have birthday cards at 15 pence, hundreds of rolls of wallpaper which start at 99 pence a roll, wood chip at only 65 pence, and listen to this, Murrell tile on a roll at just £5.99. Hardware, kitchen utensils, garden accessories, cleaning fluids, and even ornaments. Most at knockdown discount prices. If we haven't got it, it probably isn't worth having. So pay us a visit and browse round our huge stocks. Shock Supplies, Burgess Street, Leinster. You never know, you might even meet Aladdin. CC Holidays, telephone Stoddeston 651.
Fancy the Maybank holiday in Normandy? Well, with the help of CC Holidays, you could be exploring the D-Day landing beaches, the Bayeux Tapestry, the War Museum, and lots more.
CC Holidays of Stoddeston have chosen the best hotel in the center of Bayeux for your comfort. That's the Hotel de Luxembourg, an old coaching inn where you'll receive bed and breakfast and evening dinner in true French tradition.
Sounds appetizing, doesn't it? Well, here's the crunch. The cost. It's not expensive at £75, and just look what you get.
Televent Stoddeston 651 any day at any time for details of this superb weekend in Normandy. CC Ollie Days on Stoddeston 651 for your spring weekend French style from May 5th to 7th. Hopewells of Tenbury for TV and video sales and service. Listen, from March the 17th till the end of May is your best chance to buy a Tatung television, keenly priced and guaranteed for 4 years, from Hopewells of Tenbury. Hopewells are the TV and video service specialists, offering the best qualified and experienced services available. So telephone Hopewells on Tenbury Wells 811-318 or after 6 p.m. on 810-843 or call in at Commercial Buildings, Bridge Yard, Team Street, Tenbury Wells. Remember, Hopewells of Tenbury, for TV and video reliability. National Hunt Racing over the sticks at Ludlow Racecourse on Friday 23rd of March. The 6-race program commences at 2:30 p.m. and if you fancy a private box, they are available for occasional or long-term hire. The last race is at 5 and admission is only £2. There are dining rooms, 7 bars, friendly punters and ample parking. So for a fantastic afternoon out, come to Ludlow Races this Friday, March 23rd at 2:30. And don't forget your shirt.
Sunshine Radio.
Could it be the way I feel this time of year? When a sudden situation seems to bring the best out of me, I don't care. When she's standing close beside me, something turns inside me, brings my senses to the point of no return. Seem to change. Deep inside the wildest daydreams go so far they scare me. Frankly, I don't care. When she's standing close beside me, something turns inside me, brings my senses to the point of no return. Oh, my love.
don't know what it is, but I love it. That's the brand new single there from Chris Rea. Sounds good as well, doesn't it? Yeah. Superstore has now closed for the day. We've got another five, and as I said, we'd stop it after five. Let's see, what time is it here? 25:06. That's right, 27 minutes away from 11 o'clock. Okay, kids, your chance to have a go on Sunshine, on the yes-no thing, if you fancy having a bit of a ding-dong. I've got to try and get you to say yes or no. Before we do that, though, is a sun lamp. Now, this is something very special, because this could get you sort of brown all over, perhaps, I don't know. That's what it says here. Sun lamp is for sale. It's an ultraviolet or infrared rays. And it's been used twice only. It was £30 when this was new, but it's on a super bargain knockdown sellaway giveaway. Unbelievable, unbeatable price of £15. Anyone interested there? Tenbury Wells, 810. Okay, 810583. That's £15 for a sun lamp, ultraviolet or infrared rays. And it's only been used twice, okay? Tenbury Wells, 810583. Bill, you have some for us, I think.
I do indeed. Lady's been on the phone. She wants a wooden playpen with a floor, preferably, in good condition. That's a wooden playpen with a floor. Telephone Longville 310. That's 310 for a wood. If you've got a wooden playpen for sale. And also, someone else wants an old GT Suzuki 250 motorcycle for spares. He wants to break it down and use it for spares. That's a GT Suzuki 250 motorcycle. Telephone Mike on Tenbury Wells 810013. 810013. And there's a lady's brown coat for a winter use, with a fur collar, size 14. It's nearly new, and it's £15 all nearest offer. If you like a lady's brown coat, I'm not quite sure what it's made of, but
I like that.
Oh, right. Yes, James wants that.
I like that.
Yes. Typical. Anyway, there's a boy's jacket and trousers. That's the navy colour. 30-inch waist, £5 for that. And both the coat and the jacket and trousers can be got from Mrs. Morris on Bromfield 477. That's Bromfield 477. And the final one today, we've had a gentleman been on the phone. He's got two Lego sets for sale. There's the serial number of one of them is 854, and it's a go-kart kit. And he wants £5 for that. And the serial number of the other one is 8860. That's a kart chassis, and he wants £25 for that. Two Lego kits there. They're both as new, and his telephone number is Tenbury Wells 811249. That's Tenbury Wells 811249.
Thank you, Bill. Okay, kids, your chance to have a little bit of fun on Sunshine. Tenbury Wells 811306. I'm going to try and get you to say yes or no within 30 seconds. If you beat me, you win yourself something. A badge, perhaps, maybe. Excuse me, just depends what sort of mood I'm in. I've got also a secret sound. Yes, I've been digging around today. Here's a preview of the secret sound, which will be broadcast live on this station at 11 o'clock today. That's it. That's a preview of it. And there's another one here, which I've got in my hand. So what am I doing here? What's this? Right. Sounded a bit rude there, didn't it? But there's two secret sounds there. Tenbury Wells 811306. We'll connect the call lines now. And as I say, if you win, you'll get yourself something. A badge or something else, perhaps. You never know. Anyway, a record now for you to get you jumping around and leaping around all over the place. Nah, don't bother. You stay where you are in bed. I wish I was there.
Further.
something different on a Sunday morning from Sunshine. That's the brand new one. That's the B-side there to Rick Springfield's brand new single. That one's called Affairs of the Heart. 21 minutes away from 11. Should be in church. Actually, I thought about going to church this morning, but then I thought, I'll do something else instead. Last time I went to church, good grief, I can't remember when was the last time I went to church. Must have been about 3 months ago at a wedding. You know, and I suppose you're the same, aren't you? You just go to churches on various occasions. What about you, Bill? Do you go to church?
No.
No? You don't bother going to church?
Once in a while.
Once in a while. And your father's a vicar. Shame on you, my boy. Okay, it's Cheryl on the line. Hello, Cheryl.
Hello.
How are you today? All right?
Yeah.
Good girl. Right, okay, your time starts. Let me have a look at the watch here. Now, where are you calling us from, Cheryl?
Wigmore.
Right, do you go to school, do you?
Not really.
Not really? Which school do you go to?
Wigmore
School. Is Wigmore in Herefordshire?
Somewhere.
No, is Wigmore in Herefordshire?
It is.
It is it? How long have you lived there?
About 8 years.
Is that all? I say, is that all?
Just about.
Just about. Yes, you won yourself. You won yourself a little badge there, Cheryl. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Time's not up. It's just up then. Got you. No, I wouldn't play a trick on you like that. Thanks for calling, Cheryl, anyway. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
You see, the thing is with these kids, I can never sort of get a repertoire. Is that the right word? Is it a repertoire going with kids? Because they always win, you know. You can say something to a child and they just have they can put a mental block up. They can say, it could be, it could not be. I think I'll change the rules here. If you repeat yourself, okay, kids. Now, listen, kids, if you repeat yourself, like say if it's, it could be, or it may be, I won't, that's yes or no, and that's just for the kids, but if you're an adult, like myself here, you know, I might let you off. Take a couple of calls with the kids, then we'll go into the adult section here, okay, and have a bit of fun, all right? And if your name is Peregrine, and you live in Ludlow, I have got something for you. It's 11 o'clock this morning. My old mate Bill. I remember the good old lads.
So many colors. Your words are everywhere. I hear them all around me when I dream at night.
15 minutes, that's all. 15 minutes away from 11. If you want to do something this afternoon, I've just been having a look around here. And before I say anything else, hello, Adrian.
Hello.
Hang on a second. Right, today being Sunday the 18th of the third month of 1984, there seems to be a lot of fat people around, and it's time that you started getting a little bit thinner and looking after those bodies, OK? Now, two ways you can do it, or one way you can do it, is go for a walk this afternoon. Now, there's an ideal place to go. Actually, you could catch the first one now, if you're very quick, at 11 a.m. Take the radio with you, though, won't you? It's the Queenswood Introductory Walks, and they're two-hour-long walks starting from the Queenswood car park, which follow a Yellow Way-marked route through the... Abortium?
Arboretum.
Arboretum?
Arbory.
What's that mean? Is that that? Why don't you just put the wood? I mean, I know that's just the wood, isn't it?
No, it's nice, a special wood.
Well, what is it? What is an arboretum? No, I don't know. Anyway, you can walk through the Arboretum and woodlands with a magnificent view south from the lookout point. Now, if you take a dog, keep the dog on a leash. Arboretum, indeed. Anyway, get up there this afternoon. I think I might go up there myself. That's a two-hour walk this afternoon at 2 o'clock, or if you want to get up there now, 11 o'clock. It's not really the weather for it, though, is it? But still, you can wrap up yourself nice and warm. Adrian, hello.
Hello.
How are you today?
Well, thanks.
Where are you calling us from?
Craven Arms.
Craven Arms. Right. And you're 13 years old, and you're calling us from Onnybrook Drive.
Yes.
That's right, yeah. Okay, Adrian, would you like to say hello to anybody before we see if we can get you to say yes or no?
Anybody who knows me.
Who might that be?
People in 2X at Church... 3X at Church Stretton School.
3X at Church Stretton School.
And my mum, my dad,
yeah.
My nan, and
Peter. And who's that whispering in the back there?
That's my nan.
That's your nan?
Yeah.
Hello, nan. Hello? I'm all right, how are you? That's all right. I've got a bit of a cob on this morning. Don't understand the slang words around here, do they? Okay, Adrian, you've got, let's see now, 30 seconds. And I have to try and get you to say yes or no, starting from now. Now then, Adrian, you seem like a nice young lad. Is that true?
Could be.
Yeah, and you go to school, don't you?
I think so.
But you don't behave yourself at school, do you? Quickly.
I do.
You do, do you? Yes, right. Do you watch the television at all?
Possibly. Come,
never mind possibly. Do you watch it?
I do.
You do. Listen, did you see that programme last night, Dynasty? Or Dynasty?
I did.
You did. What did you think of it? A load of rubbish, wasn't it?
Very good.
It wasn't good at all, was it?
It was.
Was it? Ding-a-ling. You did very well there, Adrian. I was trying my hardest then to get you to do it. But as I said before, you won yourself. What's he won?
Stickers.
No, we haven't got no stickers. What have we got here? What's this? How about that? Do you fancy this? Is that any good to you?
What is it?
I don't know. It's one of a record cleaner. How's that? I'll send you one of those, shall we?
Oh, thank you.
All right. No, you won't. We'll send you a bang. It's banging and clonking around. Anyway, who's that? Your mother there? It sounds.
What are you going to send for me now?
What does she want?
What do you want?
Yeah, go and ask her. What she... I know what she wants.
A record cleaner.
She wants a record cleaner.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll see what sort of mood I'm in there. I might even send you something, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we got your address. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Have a great day, won't you?
Okay.
Ta-da. Right, that's it for the kids, because it's not... They always beat me. It's quite obvious they always beat me. But I'll tell you something. If we get an adult on the phone... Adults only, please. Tenbury Wells, adults only. I will repeat it. Adults only. Tenbury Wells, 811-306.
Sunshine Radio!
Here at Ludlow Tyre Services, we aim to keep your motoring costs down and give you first-class service.
Mm.
Yes, once again, it's time for some frank talking.
We sell all makes of tyres at the most competitive prices. Call in or phone for a quote.
Thank you, Frank. We have batteries from £12.94 with a two-year guarantee.
We got 2050 engine oil for only £2.99 per gallon. And we got filters at big discounts.
Spot and fog lamps complete with bulbs for only £5.74 per pair. Antifreeze and de-icers at prices to suit you.
Check our prices on top quality donkey jackets, waterproof suits, overalls and body warmers. See how good they are.
Why not? Call in or phone us today. Frank, get down from there. Ludlow Tyre Services Limited. Get down, Frank. Opposite the Corb Street Post Office. Telephone Ludlow 2401.
Sorry. I was just climbing up to see how good they are.
Ludlow Tyre Services. Telephone Ludlow 2401. We are here to help you and your pocket.
When Betty says it's ripping my pocket, nobody will be able to help me.
Ludlow Tire Services. When you pop in, why not help us to clear up the damage? When you stand on top of the hill, Titterston, apart from the breeze and slight chill at this time of the year, you can gaze down on one of the most beautiful views anywhere. A view that extends for mile after mile. Shropshire, Sunshine Land. Just think how many pairs of human ears there must be down there. A heck of a lot. Most of whom, it seems, tune to Sunshine Radio at some time during the day. How many are listening now? You for one. Sunshine Radio. What an opportunity to advertise your products or services. So advertise them on Sunshine Radio. Telephone Sunshine Sales on Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795. The Shropshire Scenery and Sunshine Radio. We're proud of them both.
Raven Motors.
Sandpits Road, Ludlow.
Telephone Ludlow 2811.
Now we have your attention, let us give you our attention. Raven Motors offers a self-drive hire service which we think financially is the best deal and the lowest rates in Shropshire. Raven Motors for full service and mechanical repairs. Raven Motors also cater for your body, your car body that is. We also have a full breakdown recovery service. So don't forget, for the best deal in town, Raven Motors, Sandpits Road, Ludlow. One last thought, let us prepare your car for its MOT. Telephone Ludlow 2811. That's Ludlow 2811. Raven Motors.
299 meters, 1017 kilohertz, your station.
Sunshine Radio.
Good morning, Pat.
Hello.
Pat.
Yes?
Whereabouts are you calling us from?
Wombourne.
That's by Wolverhampton somewhere, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Can you hear us okay up there?
Yes. Good reception up there.
Good reception up there, right, okay. Right, what do you do with yourself during the week? Do you work, do you?
Yes.
Whereabouts?
Pardon?
Whereabouts?
Starbridge.
Starbridge. One of the carpet factories or something, is it?
Yeah, there's a lot of carpet.
Yeah. What do you do?
I work for the gas board.
The gas board?
Yeah.
I see. Never mind. We all have our faults, I suppose. Right. Are you going to have a go at this yes-no thing?
Yeah.
You are you? Right. And your time, sir, starts now. You're calling us all the way from Wombourne, which is by Wolverhampton, yes?
That's right.
Yeah. How long have you lived there?
About 11 years.
Is that all? Where were you before then?
Hampshire.
Hampshire? What part of Hampshire?
I can't remember because I was very young then.
Were you? How old?
I was about 6 or something.
Did you say 6?
I did.
You did? Did you watch that programme last night on the TV?
Which one?
The Nasty.
That watch programme's like that.
It's a lousy programme, isn't it?
Might be.
Yes, it is. And you've won yourself a badge. Well done. God, they gave me some stick this morning, aren't they? Can't get in anywhere. Right. Well, have you got your address? Have we got your address?
Yeah.
Yes, we have your address. Would you like to say hello to anybody up round that way if you think they're listening?
Yeah. Anyone who knows me around here and could I say hello to Nigel in Ludlow?
Nigel in Ludlow?
Yeah.
Okay, hello Nigel in Ludlow.
Hello.
There's a bloke up here in Wombourne that knows you. Okay, thanks for calling.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay,
ta-da, mate.
Bye.
Right. Yeah, they come from all over the place, don't they? We'll take one more. Just one more on that, because I don't feel very good this morning. I'm not doing too well this morning. I can't get you to say yes or no. Oh dear, oh dear. What have we got for you now? Ah yes, we have a record.
Same crowd. Oh.
should look in the mirror again. Out behind the high school. Smoking that cigarette deep into the blue jeans. And gonna get deeper yet.
The new single from Matthew Wilder, The Kid's American. And right now we have an adult on the phone. Good morning, adult. Hello? Where are you? Stephen, speak to me. I can tell you there's somewhere a little tow rag. Speak to me. Stefan. Stefan!
What?
Right, about time as well. What's the matter with you, Misery?
Nothing.
I'm talking to you. I did say to the whole of Shropshire, you know, this morning, that we take an adult, and all we got is plagued with kids. You can't get any adults in here. Anyway, you say that you're an adult, aren't you?
Yeah.
And you're 7 years old.
I'm not an adult.
You're not an adult.
No.
All right, then we got that out of the way. You're not an adult. Right. You're a boy.
Yeah.
Right, I've got to try and get you to say yes, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh dear, oh dear. Whereabouts are you calling us from? Nobury?
Yeah.
You've lost. Still, never mind, we'll send you a badge, Stephen. Is your dad there?
Yeah.
Is he right by the side of you?
No.
Is he listening to you on the radio?
Yeah.
Have you got a special message for him?
No.
No, well, he doesn't think much of you, does he, Dad? Mind you, he doesn't think much of you. We can't get much out of Stephen. You're a bit nervous, are you? No, you're not nervous, are you, Stephen?
Yeah.
Yeah? Sound nervous. Good grief. Anyway, we'll send you a badge and a post. Okay.
Bye.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Amazing. What an amazing character. Oh, that was brilliant. Oh, I love that. Hello, who's calling? Not speaking to you, Arden. I don't like you. That was the sort of impression I got there. Good grief. It's 1 minute to 11. 1 minute to 11. And after this, a special record for a special person on a special day. It's a brand new single here from Madonna. It's called Lucky Star. And where are those adults, eh? Are you an adult? Give me a call. Tell me, Wells, 811-306. All right?
Stop. New one from Madonna, and that one's called The Lucky Star. 3 minutes after 11. Don't worry, Nancy, haven't forgotten about you. It's good morning to Ruth at the moment. Hello, Ruth.
Hello.
How are you?
All right, thank you.
And they tell me that you're an adult.
I am, yes.
With an X certificate to prove it. What's this, Ruth Wantner?
Wantner.
Ruth Wantner. That name rings a bell with me somewhere. In Raven Lane in Ludlow.
That's it.
Are you a good day so far, Ruth? Or?
Yes.
Not bad. What's on the menu today?
Work.
Skinny mice and chips. Yeah? It'll come to that sooner or later, you know. I can see it now. I can see the whole of the world starving.
Oh.
Everybody go around trying to catch mice. Yeah, and they'll be starving as well. Never mind. Talk about the fly and the spider. The spider and the fly. Oh, what am I talking about? 4:30 past 11, Ruth.
Yes.
You're not interested in that, though, are you?
No.
To hell with the time. Why not? Okay, let's see if we can win yourself, if you can win yourself, a badge. And within the next 30 seconds, I've got to try and get you to say yes or no. And your time, Ruth, starts now.
Okay.
Is that a budgerigar I can hear in the back there?
It could be.
What's his name?
I don't think I
have
a name.
You haven't got his name?
No.
No. Good old Ruth, you just said no. Hello?
Hello?
You still there, are you?
Yes.
No, you just said yes as well.
Yes.
And again. Good grief, Ruth. Anyway, never mind about it, my love. What's nothing special doing today, then?
Only work.
Work, what are you going to do?
Yes.
Clean the house up.
Painting, decorating.
Yeah?
Yes.
We could do it, you around here. This place is like a tip. Anyway, Ruth, thanks for calling. Had a bit of fun anyway, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Yes. Tell Arno.
Ta-da.
Bye-bye. That was Ruth. Ruth Wantner in Ludlow. Down goes the phone. Got a request here. Please wish Mrs. Nancy Peregrine. Good grief, Nancy. Hang on a minute, that phone. Kill that phone. Stop that phone ringing. Yes. We don't do that, you know. It keeps ringing all day long. Anyway, please wish Mrs. Nancy Peregrine of Ludlow a very happy birthday for this Friday. And so indeed you should do, Nancy. I mean, you've been married to Bill for how long now? Oh, dear. I know Bill, you know, because I used to work with him when I was a bit of a boy. And you know something, Nancy? He hasn't changed a bit. I saw him in the street the other day, still walking with a permanent limp and a lump on his back. Good old Bill. It's a good job he can't get his hands around my neck, isn't it? Anyway, the record you would like is, seriously though, you like Bing Crosby. Hang on a second. Have we got any Bing Crosby?
No. I don't think so.
Oh, fine. Yeah.
Oh, what's this?
Hang on a minute.
Yeah.
Yes, I've got a Bing Crosby record. Hang on a minute. If you just cue it up. Sorry about that. Anyway, you've lived in Ludlow for a long time. And she would like to hear more of Bing Crosby's music on Sunshine Radio. Anyway, Nancy, have yourselves a happy birthday, won't you? And Bill, you look after your wife because you, my boy, have got a good one there. And here's your record.
I have heard among this clan you are called a forgotten man.
Is that what they're saying?
Well, did you ever?
What a swell party this is.
And have you heard the story of a boy, a girl, unrequited love?
Sounds like pure soap opera.
I may cry.
Tune in tomorrow. What a swell party this is. What frails, what frogs,
what broads,
what furs, what rugs.
They're beautiful.
Well, I've never seen such gaiety.
Neither did I.
It's all just too exquisite, really.
This French champagne.
Domestic.
So good for the French. That's what I was going to say.
You know, you're a brilliant fellow.
Thank you.
Drink up, Jack. Oh, please don't eat that glass, my friend. Have you heard about dear Blanche? Got run down by an avalanche.
No.
Don't worry, she's a game girl, you know. Got up and finished four.
This kid's got guts.
Having a nice time?
Grab a line. Have you heard that Mimsy Star?
Oh, what now?
She got pinched in the Astor Bar.
Sauced again, eh?
She was stoned.
Well, did you ever?
Never.
What a swell party this is.
It's great.
Oh, it's great.
It's grand.
Oh, grand.
It's wonderland.
La 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 la
la la
la la la la
la la la la la la
la
la la la la la la la la la Don't take that kind of crooning, chum.
You must be one of the newer fellas.
Have you heard it's in the stars? Next July we collide with Mars. Well, did you ever? What a swell party, a swell party, a swell again, elegant party this is.
I drink to your health.
Nah, let's drink to your wealth.
You're my bon ami.
Hey, that's French.
A liberty
fraternity. Have you heard it's in the stars? Next July we collide with Mars. Well, did you ever? What a swell party. Swell party, swell
elegant, elegant party this is. Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra, what a swell party that was. And that was for Nancy. I made a play on you two because I've known you for some time. I've known Bill especially because he's told me, he's taught me all I know. That is why I'm stuck here now. Hello. Who's there?
Hello.
Hello. Oh, you're a posh. What's your name?
Cherry Ferguson.
Cherry Ferguson. Where are you calling us from, Cherry?
Highley.
Highley. That's near, let me see, where's that near? Bridge North, isn't it?
That's correct.
That's right, yeah. Do you watch the trains go by, do you?
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah. Ever been on them?
No, unfortunately, no.
You don't sound like a Bridge Northian.
No, I'm not. I'm Scottish.
Scottish?
I am.
I knew a joke about a Scotsman.
What's quite a few about.
Yeah, I hope I'm not going to offend you now, but what's the difference between a Scotsman and a coconut?
I've no idea.
You can get a drink out of a coconut.
Oh, well, you know that's not true.
It is.
Come here and I'll give you a drink anytime.
Okay. What was your name again?
Cherry.
Cherry. Oh, I like you, Cherry. You're just my type. Good, right. Now then, what are we doing here? It's, yes, yes or no, isn't it? You've thrown me now. This is a yes or no thing. I've got to try and get you to say yes or no, and your time starts now. So you're a Scots lady, are you?
I am.
Does your husband, or whatever, wear a kilt?
Sometimes.
Has he got anything under the... Does he wear anything under his kilt?
That's a secret.
A secret that we shall never, ever be told?
That's correct.
Right, and how long have you lived in Highley?
About
7 years.
Uh-huh. That's a long time, isn't it?
It is.
Yes, it is. You're a clever girl, aren't you?
Sometimes.
Only sometimes?
Sometimes.
You behave yourself the rest of the time, do you?
Most of the time.
Good, you've won yourself a badge. You can't do any more of this. I'm going, I'll tell you what, Shell.
Yeah.
I'm going, I've had enough of this this morning, you know. I haven't got one person, have we?
No.
No, not one person to say, no, only that 1 7-year-old lad. Anyway, would you like to say hello to anybody now we've got you on the phone?
Well, the people that I want to say hello to are rather far away, but anybody that knows me.
Well, a message is there anyway, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is.
Of course it is. Everybody that knows you, Mrs. Ferguson from Highley.
That's correct.
And what a lovely lady.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have yourself a super day, won't you?
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye-bye now. I like people when they have a bit of fun, because that's what it's all about. Okay. Secret sound time now. God, the noise in here is unbelievable. Soundproofing. Okay, secret sound. No more calls at the moment. Not at the moment, please. Now listen. Got a secret sound for you, and if you listen very, very, very carefully, what is this, all right? What is this? Got to do it. This is live, incidentally. Okay, now what do you think that noise was? Tenbury Wells, 811-306, if you think you know what that was. I know what it was. I'm not telling you, though. Oh, you want to hear it again, do you? Hang on, then. Let's stop that. Oh, stop that a minute. Stop all that. Where is it? Here it is. Do it again. What am I doing? It does sound awfully rude, doesn't it? Anyway, Tenbury Wells 811-306 if you think you know what it is.
Thank you.
that's nice, isn't it? Isn't that nice? Okay, I've got an apology to make here, because we've been trying, Dave, for the last quarter of an hour or so to get a line out of the studio, but it's so busy this morning we can't get even a line out, so that means we can't dial out of the studio, okay? All the calls coming in are jamming our lines going out. We were supposed to be making a surprise call on your sister, who is 18 today, so all I can say is Jill Strangwood in Leominster, happy birthday to you today, my love, 18 today. And I'm sorry I couldn't make a call out, but never mind. The thought was there anyway. And it's happy birthday from Pam, Steve, Liz, Tony and Carl, Richard, Alan, Anne and Mum and Jeff. There's a big family there, so it's 18 today. What an age, eh? What are we doing so far? What is this noise? Well, one person said it was a farmyard noise. I suppose it does sound a bit like that, doesn't it? Have we got a winner yet? Have we got a winner? Stick him up on this thing here. We have got a winner by the sounds of things. We haven't got a winner. No, we haven't got
a winner. We have had a winner.
Make him... Who we got there now?
I'm just going to find out.
We'll find out. Hurry up.
Hello, who's calling?
Don't pay you to stand around doing nothing.
Hey? Sorry?
Will you listen to him? Right, well, we're sorting that out. There's a new record here from John Lennon. I don't know whether to play it because it's a naughty word. Right at the very end.
When I was younger,
it all seems so bloody easy then. you know, like, what to wear, very serious, like, you know. Am I gonna get rid of the pimples? Does she really love me? All that crap. But now I don't bother about that shit no more. I know she loves me.
That's John Lennon and Living on Borrowed Time. Okay, who's on this phone here? Good morning.
Good morning.
Who is this?
This is Guy.
Who? Mr. Who?
James.
James Guy.
Guy James.
Guy James.
Yes.
Okay, what do you want?
The secret sound.
Oh, yes. I've forgotten we did that. Yes, what do you think that was? Hang on a minute, I'll give you another listen here. Farmyard noises. No, it's not farmyard noises. What do you think it is?
Looking through a pack of cards.
Absolutely on the nose. Old clever clogs you. Whereabouts are you calling us from there?
Lenthal Earls.
Lenthal Earls. Where's that then?
Just outside Wigmore.
Oh, I know. Oh, at Lenthal Starks. There's Lenthal Starks, Lenthal Earls. Is there any other Lenthals over there?
No.
No. Two's enough.
Yeah.
Do you go to school?
No.
What do you do?
Work.
Work?
Yeah.
What at?
Hairdressing.
Hairdressing?
Yes.
Oh, that sounds good. Whereabouts in Ludlow?
Yes.
Go on, say the name of the shop.
Keith and Peters.
Keith and Peters. The hairdressers.
Yes.
I find it very boring going to the hairdressers, you know. I do. I haven't been to the hairdressers now for about 10 years, I suppose, altogether.
Yeah.
Be quiet, you. I haven't been for about 10 years, because I just don't like sitting down having my hair cut, you know. So I get the wife does it when I'm asleep, so I don't know anything about it. Do you believe me?
Well, I'll do it while you stood up if you want me to.
Do it, would you?
Yeah.
Can tell you, is it all changed now? Because when I used to go to the hairdressers, it was, you know, these clipper things that used to run up the side of your neck and up over your ear holes, you know?
Well, they do now and again.
Do they?
Use them.
It's all posh stuff now, is it?
Yes.
What would you sort of, what would you normally do if I came, what would you do if I came into your shop apart from throw me out? What would you do? So if I said to you, my hair's quite long, you know.
Chop it all off if it's long.
Well, he doesn't want chopping all off, does it? I mean, that's no answer. This is no advert for Keith and Peters. Anybody with long hair that goes into your shop, you say, we'll chop it all off for them. Oh, well, never mind. Style, I suppose.
Yes, well, it depends how long your hair is and what style you want, really.
Yeah. You wouldn't put a basin or anything like that on the top of my head, would you?
No.
Not you used to do that, you know.
Years ago.
Yeah, it's a long time ago, isn't it? Anyway, yes, it is a pack of cards. I might even pop into Keith and Peters. Yeah, farmyard noises. Good God, rude people around up there. I've got another one for you. Thanks for calling anyway.
Ring Canon Pion 579. It is not the policy of Smith's Tarmacadam to sell their services by knocking on your door. And why don't they practice door-to-door selling? Well, for one thing, Smith's Tarmacadam are the professionals with 25 years' experience. And that means a reputation to be proud of. A reputation for quality and service that the discerning customer will always seek out for himself. So now you can cut your list down to one and give your property a brand new look by engaging Smith's Tarmacadam. Whether it's your road, drive or patio, get the job done professionally and quickly and at very reasonable rates. Smith's Tarmacadam lay curbs, fill potholes, and for that extra special finish, they will coal tar spray your driveway and roll it with ornamental gravel. A job well done and a treat to see. But remember, Smith's don't call on you, you call on them. They only arrive out of the blue on your radio, not on your doorstep. Discerning customers are invited to talk to Smith's Tarmacadam on Canon Pion 579 for their free estimate. Smith's Tarmacadam on Canon Pion 579 for a job well done. Listen, here's a moving story. If you want it moved, Robert Beaver will move it for you. Move what? Well, that's up to you, so long as it doesn't exceed 10 tons. Robert Beaver will move it from anywhere in the Shropshire area down to London or Bristol. It's the way of taking the worry out of your haulage problems, because Robert Beaver provides an owner-driver service, and that means a personal interest in moving your load. A prompt personal service is the name of the game when you move it with Robert Beaver. Loads of up to 10 tons from anywhere in the Shropshire area to London or Bristol with Robert Beaver. Telephone Hatnall 260. Robert Beaver for the personal touch in haulage. Telephone Hatnall 260. Robert Beaver. AM AMR Motors, Sheet Road, Ludlow. We are Nissan Datsun of 1948 main dealers. Did I say 1948?
Did he say 1948?
Huh? He certainly did, Alice, baby. Ha, ha, ha. This is the mad, mad, mad month of March. And this is my version of the Mad Hatter's tea party already.
A Mad Hatter with a bald head?
Hey, Kojak, can I start that again?
No way, Kutch. You just pour the tea, and then you can pour over my new AMR script, baby.
New AMR script?
That's right. Let me tear it up, so you can read it out.
Here in Ludlow, it's Mad March special offers at AMR Motors. Nissan cars on the road at list price. That's drive-away prices.
That's magic.
The Cherry 1.3 GS 3-door, only $4,699. On the road.
On the road?
The Sunny 1.3 DX 2-door, only $4,750. On the road.
On the road?
The Stanza 1.6 GL 4-door, only $5,998. On the road.
On the road?
It's music to the pocket. Wait till I tell the guys at the New York Police Department.
The Bluebird, the Micra, the Cherry, the Europe, the Prairie, the Laurel, and the Patrol. The famous names. All at list prices, drive-away prices at AMR Ludlow now. It's a fairy tale come true.
I'm free.
Well, who'd pay for you? Okay, who woke the dormouse up?
I see. I can smell tea.
Is that so? Well, I can only smell value for money down at AMR.
And that's not all.
Hit me again.
AMR Motors are also offering their customers an alternative. They can choose 2% finance. Yes, 2% finance. That's an APR of only 4% over 24 months on all new Nissan cars.
It's Mad March special offers at AMR Motors.
It's Mad March special offers at AMR Motors.
I just said that.
Cars on the road at list prices? I just said that.
Cars on the road at list prices. Drive-away prices from AMR Motors, Sheet Road, Ludlow. Telephone Ludlow 2774. Right, Alice, is there any tea left in that pot?
Plenty of tea, but the water's all gone.
You've missed out again, Sunshine. And if you don't move yourself, you'll be missing out on the cars down at AMR, too.
Sunshine Radio! Best music!
Best station!
Best music!
Best station!
It's number one!
Guns that cross the street, you never know who you might be, who's in disguise. You blow a storm, there's no one there to keep you warm. It's no surprise, there's something in my eyes. It's a miracle, it's a miracle. It's a miracle, it's a miracle. It's a miracle, it's a miracle. And dreams are made of emotion. Dance with the count of feet, there's plastic miles in my queen. I'll meet you there, I'll meet you there. Burn to the edge of town where Hollywood lives, but been found. My role was there, but do you really care?
It's a miracle,
it's a miracle.
It's a miracle,
it's a miracle.
It's a miracle,
it's a miracle. And dreams are made of emotion.
the new one there from Culture Club, and it's a miracle. Well, somebody's actually got it right, and I didn't think anybody would get that, you know. What am I doing? Anyway, it's Joe on the line. Hello, Joe.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
I'm very well.
Good girl.
Are you?
I'm okay, Joe.
Good.
I'm okay. What do you think it is?
Well, I think, I can't claim that I know what it is. I was thinking for a friend, you see.
Are you?
She thinks it's a box of dominoes.
It's a box of dominoes. Absolutely right.
Is it right?
It is right.
Oh, that's great.
You've won yourself a pair of kippers.
A pair of kippers?
Smoked kippers, yeah? They'll be in the post to you as soon as we can get them down to you.
Oh, great. We'll have one each.
We've got to catch them first, though, Joe.
Oh, I see.
But never mind. We will do. Anyway, congratulations also to Christine Taylor. And who else have we got here? Who's that? Vanessa Guy? Yes, you got it right. Elsie Jones. They all got it right. It's so easy. Too easy. That was a trouble, Joe. Anyway, would you like to say hello to anybody before we leave you?
Yes, I'd like to say hello to, no, I've got someone waving in the background. I think they want something.
Do they?
Or they're agitated. I'm not sure where.
Don't let them get to you. Don't let them get to you at all, Joe. Anyway, what's for lunch today?
Hi to all my friends and relatives.
Right,
you?
Okay.
And to you.
Hi to me as well.
Yes.
Do you know, you're the first person that said hello to me today.
Really?
Yeah, everybody else has told me to do other things.
Oh, really?
Hey, you're a nice lady you are. Thanks for calling. Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much for calling. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Stop talking. Don't you talk.
What?
I say you talk more than what I do. Do you don't want a job up here, do you?
I don't think so. It's too far to come.
Your Glazebury's a long way away, isn't it? Okay, Joe, thanks for calling.
Okay.
And I'll say hello to all your friends in the back of the room there as well.
Right.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
That was Joe who got it right. Yeah, a box of dominoes. Clever people around. I mean, would you, now honestly, would you have thought that was a box of dominoes? No, of course you wouldn't. Right, what have we got for you next, lad? On this wireless machine of yours, Sunshine. A record, why not? A record. Ah, dear, I wish they wouldn't do that.
Thank you. about to be suspended by the Sunshine Hangman. The Sunshine Hangman. To contest this competition, you need a dustbin, a piece of paper, and a reliable writing instrument. You supply these, and we supply the telephone number. Tenbury Wells, 811-306. Use it and attempt to answer the question about to be inflicted upon you. Prepare to program your mental computer immediately after you hear the tone. The Sunshine Hangman, a masterpiece of mental anguish. The dustbin, by the way, is for your pieces of paper in case you don't win.
And now, here's Harding.
Station gets worse, doesn't it? I got two words for you here, two words. First word comprising of three letters, okay? The first word comprising of three letters, and the second word comprising of five letters. Now, no clues at the moment. I'm going to give you 10 lives on this, so all you have to do is ring me now, Tenbury Wells 811, as a man has just told you to do, and just shout a letter out of the alphabet, and we'll see how we get on. You know how to play this by now, don't you? You don't? Well, it's about time you learned. Tenbury Wells 811-306. The Hangman. Get my chopper out, see if I can cut you down today.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. Lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. Play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. You know, I wish that I had just his girl.
That's good. That's Rick Springfield and Jesse's girl.
I think I mentioned this at the Brighton conference, but I think I shall mention it again. So I want you to pay attention, Shropshire. I have two letters. I-T. It. It wipes the floor with them in Wolverton. It kills them in Kidderminster. It outrages them in Ashford Carbonell. And it creates chaos from Cleehill to Clibbering. What is it? It's the Sunshine Hangman, Harding has the questions, but do you have the answers? Does Harding have the answers? To find out, stay tuned.
Of course I've got the answers. Okay, I can tell you here so far that the letter E has gone. That is not in it. Okay, the letter S has gone. And the letter P has gone. Hello, who's calling there? Hello?
Hello?
Speak to me, yes. Give me a letter.
It's Karen.
Hello, Karen. Give me a letter.
B.
B. Okay, the letter B is in there. The letter B appears on the first word, first letter, and third letter. Okay? That's the letter B taken care of. Give me another letter.
D?
D. Yes, the letter D is in there as well. That appears at the second word, first letter.
Yes.
Okay. Give me another letter.
L?
Yes, the letter L is in there as well. Second letter, second word rather, third letter. You can ask for a clue. I'll give you a clue if you want one.
I haven't got any idea
at the moment. Well, you're not doing too bad. The letter, if you look at these now, the first word, okay, the first word is B and something B, so obviously that's pretty obvious what that is, isn't it? And the second word is, the first letter is D, and the third letter is L. Have another go, another word from you.
Could you tell me the original clue again?
I'll give you a clue, yeah. His real name is Robert.
Bob.
His real name is Robert Zimmerman.
Is it Bob Dylan?
Yes. Too easy, wasn't it, really?
Sorry.
Yes. It is Bob Dylan, absolutely right. We shouldn't give any clues away, but we're running out of time and there's so much to do. Would you like to say hello to anybody there?
Yes, I was wondering if you could play a record for my 2-year-old. It was his birthday yesterday.
2-year-old, yesterday?
Yes, and he likes Bob Marley.
Bob Marley? Good grief. 2 years old, liking Bob Marley. Yeah. Okay, we'll do that for you. Okay. Where are you calling us from?
Bristol.
From Bristol.
Yes.
Bristol?
Yes.
Bristol. You can hear us in Bristol okay, can you?
Yes.
Good grief.
Yes.
Oh, very good. Right. Okay, then. Well, happy birthday to your son of 2 years old that was yesterday. And you look after yourselves down there in Bristol, won't you?
Yes.
And thanks for calling us. All the way in Shropshire. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bristol, good grief. What are we going to do now? Let's have another one of these things. You sort that out. I can sort this out. And while you're doing that, I'm off to have a cup of tea, and I'll leave you with this record here from Kachagugu. It is a good one. It's called The Lion's Mouth. Sunshine, 14 minutes away from 12, and you know who.
You're getting mauled by the lion's mouth.
Watch out, watch out. You'll get mauled by the lion's mouth.
I don't think so.
Hey, watch out, watch out. You'll get mauled by the
Eleven minutes to 12, and your requests, your dedications at 12 till 2 this afternoon with Martin Kay. And 11 minutes left of the James Harding radio program, although I think that's a bit of a giggle to start with. Right, got another one here for you, another hangman thing, very, very quickly. If you've got yourself that piece of paper ready, two words, okay, two words. First word, six letters. Second word, eight letters. Going to give you 10 lives again, okay, 10 lives, so I'm looking for 10 calls. Give you one clue, okay, one clue, musician, or even, I'll do it from over here, musician, yes. Right, first word, six letters, second word, eight letters. Now all you have to do, you know the way to play this, it's shout a letter of the alphabet down the phone, and we put you up on the air, but we'll be back in about sort of, 6 minutes or so, and I expect we'll have somebody that's rather clever that's probably copped it, because yesterday afternoon we tried this, and we just said it once, and somebody got the correct answer. I don't know, there's some clever people in Shropshire, that's all I can say. 10 to 12, good morning.
Sunshine Radio.
Hall's TV services of Ludlow and Tenbury Wells for the cheapest television and video rental in the area. Just listen to these examples. New 20-inch non-remote colour televisions from £7.65 per month, whilst 22-inch models start at just £8 a month. And if you want to record your favourite programme or see a good film, our video prices are unbeatable. Betamax videos start at £12.75 a month, or a VHS recorder for only £15 per month. Video rental at Halls also gives free membership to their video library with 800 Betamax titles and 200 VHS available from 50 pence a day. Beat that. Halls TV services at 12 Team Street, Tenbury Wells and Shop 1, Charlton Rise, Ludlow. Telephone Tenbury Wells 810095 or Ludlow 4550. For incredible TV and video rental, you just can't beat Halls. Gravel Hill Service Station, Ludlow. For Skodas, on the road from £2,873, including a six-year anti-rust warranty.
Gravel Hill for the Skoda Rapide, a punchy two-door coupe with performance and comfort to match. Gravel Hill for the Skoda Estelle 2, range of cars for 1984. The 120 LSE, which boasts the specification other makers offer as optional, is only £3,600 on the road, including a six-year anti-rust warranty. Super Skoda value from Gravel Hill Service Station.
If your car has a minimum of 3 months MOT, we will allow you a minimum part exchange of £300 against any new Skoda or selected used car.
Gravel Hill Service Station for sense, Skoda and satisfaction.
Telephone Gravel Hill Service Station on Ludlow 2584. That's where you and your car are still important. That was Jim from Cyril Basin's in Craven Arms telling you what Cyril Basin is selling these days. But we thought you'd rather hear it straight from the horse's mouth. Oh dear, perhaps we'd better do it without you this time, Cyril. Okay then, here goes.
Grow bags, £1.85. 25 kilograms of Growmore fertilizer, only £3.50. 60 litres of Levington compost, £4.99. Wolf tools and Johnson seeds. And Cyril Basin also stocks all your garden needs by Murphy's, Gem, Fison's and PBI, all with 20% off the recommended retail price. There's always a huge range in stock, so why not go along and see for yourself? Cyril Basin, Stokesay, Bank House, Craven Arms. Ring Craven Arms 2761. Here is a message for all farmers. B&E Richards are the agricultural contractors you should be dealing with. B&E Richards of Lower Kirwood at Tenbury Wells specialise in self-propelled forage harvesting. Ring Brian Richards on Tenbury Wells 811-099 for further details. B&E Richards of Lower Kirwood in Tenbury Wells offer discounts on contracts of over 70 and 100 acres. Ring Tenbury Wells 811-099 for your quote on part or complete jobs. Self-propelled forage harvesting means B&E Richards at Lower Kirwood. Just telephone Brian Richards on Tenbury Wells 811-099. B&E Richards, the agricultural contractors you should be dealing with.
Sunshine Radio.
Sunshine Radio playing the Hangman Thing. So far we have got... Bill is working very hard today. Not quite hard enough so he doesn't get any biscuits for lunch. First word... Oh, the first word is gone. Ah, anyway, the first word I can tell you is G-E-O-R-G-E. And also the second word is almost gone because that's first letter here. First letter is nothing, second letter is A, third letter is R, fourth letter is R, fifth letter is nothing, sixth letter is O. Hang on, there's too many numbers in here. Let's have a look at this. Hello, who's there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm okay, mate.
Good.
Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling you from Bridge North.
Bridge North?
Yeah.
Right, okay, well, what we got here is a hangman game going. Give me a letter.
R for Roger.
R for Roger, yes, it has gone already.
Oh.
If you were listening, I would have told you that. Oh. R has gone. So the first word, what does your first word read now?
G-E-O... No, G-E...
It's good, isn't it?
I'm trying to talk to you and listen to the radio.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, you listen, I'll talk. Oh, good grief. I've only got 5 minutes left here. First, I tell you this much, the first word spells George.
G-E-O.
Yes, G-E-O-R-G-E, that's George.
And there's an E and an N at the end of the second word.
There's an E and the end. And the E and a what?
There's an N at the end.
Yes, let me tell you, you just listen. Woman, will you listen to me?
I'm listening.
Second word. Second letter A, third letter R, fourth letter R, fifth letter I, sixth letter nothing, seventh letter O, and the eighth letter is N. Make something of that, will you?
George.
Yeah, he's a musician.
George.
George.
Harrison.
No. Yes, all right. George Harrison, absolutely right. On the nose. A badge is on its way to you. Where are you going to put it? Well, don't answer that. Don't answer that. Anyway, would you like to say hello to anybody?
I'd like to say hello to anybody that knows Brenda Ellis from Bridge North.
Yes.
Anybody who's on my DIP AT course at the Wolverhampton Polytechnic with me. And a special hello to my daughter, Lindsay, who is sitting there giggling at her mum being on the radio.
And why not?
That's about all.
My mum does the same to me, you know. Yeah, she thinks I'm an idiot.
Oh, they all think I'm an idiot.
Okay, well, thanks for calling. You won yourself a badge. We'll take your... Have we got your address, have we?
No.
No, we'll take your address. Don't hang up. Okay. Okay, bye-bye. Thanks for calling. Okay, Sunshine. It's something like 3 minutes to 12. Is he here yet? Yes, he's here. God almighty, you want to see him.
Get into the night, no love,
That's Sarah Benson, In Your Eyes. And that just about wraps it up for me today. I'll see you next week sometime, I suppose, between Saturday afternoon, maybe, you never know. If you can't join me then, join me next Sunday, and we'll do it all again, okay? What have we done this morning?
Not a lot.
Not a lot, have we? No, just messed around most of the time, I suppose. Anyway, hope you've enjoyed it. That's the most important thing. And from me to you, have yourselves a great day. Your requests, your dedications, and all your debts will be paid by Martin Kay. Give him a call right now. Tenbury Wells, 811-306. Bye-bye.
And now, the makers of Hopton Wafers, the tasty treat you cannot beat, bring you another exciting episode of the Martin Kay Record Request Show. In last week's story, Carol Barnes got into a spin when she ate her lunch on the turntable. Alan Jones made a barrel of Cenapod wine. James Harding drank the barrel of Cenapod wine, and Steve Powell kicked the dog and made that wine. And in this week's action-packed thriller, you will probably hear Martin say...
I know that you always listen intently... We're not going to play your record for you. No, I can't find it anyway.
Two 99 meters, 1017 kilohertz, your station.
Sunshine Radio.
Very, very good afternoon to you. Welcome along to Favourites of the Family. And we're with you from now until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Martin Kay is my name. And, well, if you'd like a dedication or a request, give us a ring on Tenbury Wells 811-306. Thanks indeed to James Harding for the last 2 hours on the wireless this morning. And as he said, he'll be back a little later on in the week. Right, the first one out this afternoon is a letter we've had in, actually. Would you please play a record for Lynn's birthday? We don't know who Lynn is, actually. It doesn't actually say and tell us. But it says, would you please play a record for Lynn's birthday? With love from Roy, Lee, Lindsay and all the family. Also for Lindsay Jane Jennings, whose christening is this afternoon. That's March the 18th. With many thanks. And that's from Roy and Lee and Lindsay and all the family. We don't know where they're from, though. They haven't told us. Anyway, here's a record for you.
When the day is dawning on a Texas Sunday morning, how I long to be there with Marie, who's waiting for me there. Every lonely city where I hang my hat ain't as half as pretty as where my baby's at. Church bell ringing, hear the song of joy that it's singing for the sweet Maria and the guy who's coming to see her. Just beyond the highway there's an open plain, and it keeps me going through the wind and rain. Is this the way to Amarillo?
getting us underway this afternoon. That's, who is it? It's Tony Christie, isn't it? That's right. And is this the way to Amarillo? Right, and that was going out to, let's see who it was for. Lindsay, who's, no, Lynn's birthday today, with lots of love from Roy and Lee and Lindsay and all the rest of the family. Also for Lindsay Jane Jennings, who's being christened this afternoon. So congratulations to you. Right, Dennis Edwards of Corley, it's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Dennis. And we've got good wishes for you from son Robert and grandchildren Tony and Joanne and Lorna. And it says, please play that at 12 o'clock. Well, it's near enough, isn't it? Just gone. So here's a record for you. Happy birthday. Best wishes, mate.
H&H Haywood, West End Garage, Clibbery Mortimer, for Ford, the family cars that give you more. See the stars from Ford, Fiesta, Escort, Capri, Granada, Sierra, and now the Orion, the newest and brightest star in the Ford galaxy.